Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. Coming up tonight, the Economic Freedom of the World Index is out again. It actually just came up in discussion sometime earlier this week. I don't remember what night it was. We do a 7-night-a-week show here, by the way, for listeners that only hear us on weekends on radio.
Yep, yep.
You can always go grab archives over at freetalklive.com. But somebody brought this up this week, and I pointed out that the Economic Freedom of the World indexes, and there's a couple of them. There's one by the Fraser Institute. There's another one by, I believe, the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah.
And there may even be a third that I'm not recalling right now. But those are the two of the biggies.
Yeah.
The U.S. is rarely, I don't think it's been in the top five in quite a long time. And in some of them, it's like out of the top 10 as far as economic freedom is concerned. But they always trail by a couple years. So we've been wondering in the last 2 years, what's it going to look like when we first start getting numbers out of the first COVID year, which would be 2020, is now 2022, which means that because they trail by a couple of years, we're now getting the 2020 numbers.
Right.
And that apparently just came out today, Captain.
On the 8th, apparently.
So you've got that news. We're going to get into it coming up here in a moment. By the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And some guy who's never been to Camp Lejeune.
We also have a really, really sad clip to play, where there's a, it's kind of like one of those man on the street interviews. In this case, it looks like it's Times Square from the video, where a young gentleman is interviewing other people his age. These are Gen Z people, probably between the ages of, you know, 18 and 24, 28, probably the oldest or something. 28
Wait,
would
so
be
the
Gen
generation
Z,
after millennials?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And asking them some of the most basic of questions that you could ask a human being, and we'll play a couple minutes of that because it's just head-shakingly pathetic.
What is your name?
We'll go to the phone calls first, though. Dave Ridley's on the line to start things out here tonight. Call us from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ridley.
Yeah, it looks like one of the independence reps in New Hampshire, or at least independence, you know, friendly, tolerant reps in New Hampshire is requesting assistance from us Liberty folks as he runs in Alton, New Hampshire, and is facing a primary challenge. His name is Paul Terry.
Okay.
And he I guess there's an organization that put out a hit piece on him. Or a hit flyer or whatever.
Well, I think all of the independence reps are going to need as much assistance as they can get. They are all being attacked. Mainstream media, as you say, hit piece flyers by these leftist groups, these statist groups that are doing everything they can to...
Doesn't the Boston Globe run one?
They're outing as many of the free staters as they can. Not all free staters are in favor of independence, but some of them are.
Which is weird, because they should be.
And they're certainly focusing on the independence reps. That really, the whole bill that would allow, would have, if it passed, it didn't, would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to vote on the question of declaring peaceful independence, really set off the status quo, and they are pissed. So this guy isn't the only one who's under attack. It's all
show me on the doll where the independence people hurt you.
Definitely reminds me of first they ignore you, then they mock you, then they fight you, which is where we are now. Then you win.
Yeah, I think that this is gonna. I hope that this is going to backfire. Because we've seen this happen before. Ridley, you probably are aware that these hit piece flyers have been going out against Free Stater candidates for more than a decade here in New Hampshire. It's just that this year, it seems to be the largest push ever. The most money is being spent. The most media is on the attack. From every direction within statism, they are going after the Free Staters like never before.
I have never seen this kind of engagement in local politics in my life, especially
not for libertarians.
Well, I mean, in any situation, especially in like a low population state like New Hampshire.
It's so great, really, to see all of this you know, we'll call it mainstream media, you know, even though it's negative attention, there's no such thing as bad publicity in my book. But it's great to see that this sort of not very well organized or funded sort of bootstrap, you know, freedom movement is causing other people to spend a bunch of money on, like, hit pieces and, like, you know, anti-advertisements and all this kind of thing. So it means we're having some kind of effect, and that's pretty great.
Other analysis, Ridley? Go ahead.
Representative Terry Reese released a statement. He said, quote, I voted in favor of CACR 32 because I believe that the voters of New Hampshire ought to have the right to discuss, debate, and decide an issue of enormous public significance, unquote.
Absolutely.
And he goes on, he said, apparently I have more respect for the intelligence of our citizens than, I guess it's a partial quote there, than the people who are attacking him.
Yeah, I agree. And that's really the sad part about why so few of the supposed liberty reps out there, who on many issues are right on, I mean, they're very freedom friendly, they just don't
get
seem
so
to,
darn political.
They just, well, they're cowards on this issue. They're worried about what's going to happen this election. That's what they're worried
every
about.
Every one of them who's like, oh, well, I voted against it because I have this coming up. It's really important that I mm-hmm. keep this seat, that I can do this. It's like, really? That's what's important?
Yeah. No, it's not. What's important is freedom.
Yeah.
Something else that happened, I noticed on Twitter, there was a lady, she was complaining about Melissa Blasek, and Melissa Blasek didn't vote for this, right? She didn't vote for us.
No, she spoke out against it.
The leftists are saying, well, she was really in favor, but she's just scared. So, you know, she got nothing out of, in a sense, it looks like she got nothing out of voting against it. Now people are just saying, oh, she was just afraid.
So, yeah, you're making a good point. She got tarred with it anyway, even though she made explicit statements against independence, saying she's had multiple excuses, by the way, over the last several months, because she's been confronted on it by more than one person within the New Hampshire independence movement. And I believe the first excuse, she was actually talking with our very own Bonnie at the State House on the day of the vote. And Bonnie was sitting with her at a table because, again, this lady's mostly good on most issues. And so when Bonnie confronted her, her response was basically that she believes that whatever she votes, if she were to vote in favor of the bill that would have simply allowed people to vote, that would have been her endorsing independence. And so therefore she can't do that because she's not in favor of it. And then ironically, later this summer, she said that her campaign is going to be F the feds. Like, well, how can you claim your campaign is F the feds and not support independence, or at the very least support letting people vote?
This is the problem with politics and even freedom-oriented people, mm-hmm. you know, sort of infiltrating the system to try and change it from the inside.
They get watered down, number one.
Yeah, it gets watered down, but then they get compromised. They're morally inconsistent, they're ethically inconsistent, they're even just messagely inconsistent from, you know, campaign to campaign, and this is what politics does to people. Mm-hmm. It corrupts them. The whole system is corrupt. You can't have a non-corrupt political system. It just doesn't exist. But I'm happy for the progress that they're making, and
sure.
I hope that the people will put the effort behind New Hampshire independence.
It's truly unfortunate that politics never allows for any kind of nuance, and yet they're perfectly willing to overlook every single political lie. So when you come out saying, F the feds, you had the opportunity to give the real middle finger mm-hmm. to the federal government, and you refused, people let that go all the time.
The thing is, it wasn't even that. It would have just put something on the ballot. It's like, that's the most easy thing to
say.
Like
I said, there's no room for nuance there.
Yeah.
I mean, every single possible step toward even making this a consensual relationship, no, that's completely unacceptable.
So she's now changed her position within the – well, I mean, maybe she still has the old position, but she's got a new excuse now to not support letting the people vote. She claims her constituents don't support it. Well, okay. Put it on the ballot anyway, and then we'll find out for sure, yeah. right? Because, like, how many of your constituents have you actually spoken to?
I think they don't want to risk it, honestly. I mean,
they don't want to see what the numbers
are. Yeah, after Brexit went through and that shocked everyone,
yeah.
I don't think they ever want to see that kind of a thing happen again.
Well, and it's the thing about power, too. Once you have a position of power, that's, you know, when you're in it, you're thinking, this is my power. I'm the one who's going to vote for this, not the people. And that's totally wrong.
Sick. Thank you, Ridley, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley, big advocate for the idea of New Hampshire in the Ridley. Report. You can check him out there at RidleyReport.com. We got more coming up here. What do you want to talk about independence? We're going to get into the United States and their now lower rank on the Index of Economic Freedom. That's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Phones are open if you want to join us here on the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Speak with Tom here.
And I want to be a lifeguard.
What's holding you back?
That's a song from a band called Blotto. If you're not familiar with Blotto, just type that into your favorite search engine and enjoy.
Check it out. All right, so he's Captain Kickass. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know about the folks over at BullionMax.com. They are one of our sponsors here on Free Talk Live.
Bullion.
So happy to have them on board because it's great to be able to buy precious metals without having to talk to a salesperson. And they got a great selection, of course, over at BullionMax.com. You can start at /FTL. So if you go to BullionMax.com/FTL, you can buy their silver starter kit, which has 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products out there. It is limited to one per household, but you get it at employee pricing.
5 ounces, man?
When you go to BullionMax.com/FTL. It's again BullionMax.com/FTL. Their products ship fully insured directly to your home. And I mean, you know by now, hopefully, that silver and gold precious metals have held up against inflation.
They sure have.
Many, many years. So this is a good product to get behind. It's BullionMax.com/FTL to get your silver start.
If I were their marketing guy, I would find out if I could buy the rights to Max Headroom. And use him as their mascot, Bullion Max.
Word is, they're bringing him back.
Max Headroom's coming back?
Yeah, it's one of those reboots. And supposedly Matt Frewer is on board.
Is he?
Yep.
That's killer.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got John. He's on the line in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live.
I love the precious metal plug you guys got going on there. It beats Bitcoin. Believe me on that one, brother. That's a very smart move, man. Buy gold and buy silver. It's your safest bet. Anyway, I got a little far away from what I wanted to talk about. You guys were talking about the discrimination of independent voters, and I wanted to let all the listeners out there know that I don't know what the laws in their state are, but here in Delaware, if you're a registered independent, you're not allowed to even vote in the local elections, which
what
means
mean
I can't decide who's... Well, did you guys know that?
When you say you're not allowed to vote in the local elections, do you mean just in the primary?
Sir, I mean, I'm not allowed to vote in the local elections, period. I can't vote for the governor. I can't vote for the mayor. I can't vote for anything, for the senator. Look into it.
Because you registered as an independent?
In what state?
Yeah, I've been an
Delaware.
Independent for years.
Huh.
Yeah, check it out, man. Check it out. The first... state, Hellaware, bro. Look into it.
So what happens if you show up at the poll? Just explain this to me. If you show up at a polling location on November 8th or whenever it is there in Delaware that the election happens, what do they say to you?
Well, if you're not a registered Republican or Democrat and you're not on the list that they have in these giant notebooks as a Republican or Democrat, they say, hey, buddy, you're not allowed to vote, man. You got to wait for the presidential election.
No, I think you're mistaken on something. I think that you probably are referring to the primary. So,
are you guys sure about that?
I'm not.
Well, I mean, I don't live there or anything like that. But
I would be really shocked otherwise. I mean, like,
I hope you guys are right, man. Well, either way, why can't
we vote? Hold on. So have you shown up to the poll and been denied?
No, sir, because I recently became an independent because I'm sick and tired of the splitting up between, 50-50, man. They can go after two parties very easily.
Yeah.
If there was 30 parties, they wouldn't have as much control as they do.
Yeah, and what gets me is that the majority of people, particularly in the United States, in my opinion, should be independent. And I mean that not just in their voting status, but just in general. They should support independent things, being an independent person, making independent decisions, all that kind of thing.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, I just want to clarify something here, John. I've got an article up here from Bustle.com where it talks about primaries. And it is as I expected here. Independents, of course, cannot vote in the Delaware primary because primaries are only for the political parties to determine their candidates going to the general election. Now, in some states, like here in New Hampshire, if you are in New Hampshire, there's not an quote unquote independent option to register. There's Democrat, Republican, and what they call undeclared. In New Hampshire, if you are undeclared, you can walk into a primary. You can say, today I would like to declare as a Republican. And then they will hand you the Republican ballot. You can then go and vote on that ballot, or you can do Democrat. They hand you the appropriate ballot. You then go vote on that ballot. And then on the way out of the building, you can then go to a little table right at the door and say, I would like to re-undeclare or undeclare myself. myself, and then they take you off of the Republican rolls, put you back on as undeclared. But some states are like Delaware, where that's not an option, where if you are not a registered Democrat or Republican, you cannot vote in their primaries. But to deny independents the ability to vote in the general election would be purely against the whole concept of the system.
I thought so. I said, that's outrageous. My buddy's telling me you're not allowed to vote.
Your buddy's wrong. Your buddy's wrong about that. Give it a try this November and see.
I still think we should be able to vote in the primaries. Who the hell cares if you're not registered Republican?
That's why I like the system here. Yeah. I mean, I think this is the perfect way to do it. Where, like, look, I can go either way.
Right.
And each year I will decide which one of you is worth my time.
Right.
Like that. I mean, every piece of the political machinery that mimics the market is more effective. So that very much mimics the consumer choice option thing. And I mean, where I can, as a consumer of politics, so to speak, I can go in and say, okay, this party has more of my interest. I'm going to give them my business this year.
And you can make that decision in the moment. You can do it right up until the voting day, where you can just walk
political parties, after all, they're just cults. I mean, if you look at them, they're just cults, man. They're ritualistic cults, and they brainwash people. And then, like I said earlier,
cults are infinitely more positive.
Well, one of the things that I really like about New Hampshire, and thank you, John, for your call tonight. One of the things I like about being here is the fact that people can make that choice, I think, has led the plurality of voters who are registered to actually be registered as undeclared.
Now,
there's more people, to just put that in another way, there are more people registered as undeclared than there are registered as Republicans, and there are registered as Democrats. Hmm. Not Republicans and Democrats combined, but each category, undeclared is larger.
Yeah, because there's an advantage to it. Now, I will say that if you're ever planning on running for office, be careful doing that, because that will be used against you.
You do have to be a registered party member to run as that party.
Right. So, I was door knocking for someone, and one of the arguments is like, hey, I've seen that he was registered as the other party. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, he did for one of the primaries and the unregistered. And it's like, what, you don't do that? But no, these people are very, very tribal about being a Democrat or being a Republican. So if you run for office, that can come back to bite you.
That's true.
But if you don't like either the Republicans or the Democrats, then you're still screwed.
What do you mean?
Well, because you have to declare one or the other when you vote, right?
No, not when you vote in the general election. Only when you do it in the primary.
Okay, but even then, you have to declare one or the other, right?
Yes,
if you're going
if you want to vote
in
the primary
or the other.
Yeah.
You don't have to vote in the primary at all.
True. And again,
I don't vote anyway because I think voting is immoral.
If you, however, would like to not remain in that party, you can only declare for the 5 minutes that it takes you to vote, and then you are on your way out.
I get what you're saying.
Undeclared again, so it's nothing more than a temporary ballot selection.
And just for the record, I consider it a moral duty because it is a defensive force. So instead of being aggression,
it's a defensive argument. And frequently, there are people we know, free staters like Bruce Fenton, for instance, who is on the ballot.
He's doing some great work.
This primary. He's like Ron Paul 2.0. He's killing it. I hope he has a chance. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. The numbers are in from the Economic Freedom of the World Index.
Survey says,
where did the United States rank in the year 2020? Now, they call it the 2022 index, but it really
comes
from 2020.
Because apparently they can't count quickly.
No, I guess not. So we'll get into that coming up here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Vehicles Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
And I also want to make sure that you know, coming up later tonight, Beard Talk Live will be returning.
I noticed that your beard's getting pretty big. Are you going to make a cameo on the Beard Talk Live at some point?
I don't have any immediate plans to do it. You guys are holding it down pretty good.
I mean, you might have a little ways to go to catch up beard-wise, but
Hey, you're neutralizing my peer pressure here.
Am I?
We were slowly but surely just inculcating beardedness until you pointed it out.
Sure. Don't call me Shirley.
I almost always have some form of facial hair just because of my preference, but right now I've just been letting it go. Anyway, you can go tonight to our video channel at, the actual transmission of it is over at watch.freetalklive.com. The video channel itself is video.freetalklive.com. That's our channel over on Odyssey, and you'll want to tune in at around 10:30 Eastern time to see the show live. And maybe you can't tune in live. That's okay. It's also going to be on our podcast, which you can get at feeds.freetalklive.com if you're not signed up for that. Or, again, if you follow us on Odyssey at video.freetalklive.com, you can scroll back and see the past episodes. This will be episode number 4, if I recall correctly.
Correct, yes.
And that Pretty is good. Tonight, Beard Talk Live, hosted by Captain Peakless Mountaineer and our good friend Nobody, who will show up special for that. So check that out tonight.
The most bearded podcast online.
It's also not on the radio. Podcast. You mentioned online, so it's not online. A broadcast radio show like this is, which means that there's no pesky FCC
uncensored
involving itself in the things you want.
And the phones will be open.
Indeed. All right. So, again, that's tonight. Check out watch.freetalklive.com, 10:30 Eastern. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Arr! Arr! How's my compadre?
What's on your mind tonight?
So, I think you gave that guy good advice because I'm a registered independent here in Michigan, and we can't vote in the primaries either. So, we're stuck voting whoever they put in the can.
Bummer.
As far as the whole voting and not voting thing, let me finish my thought before you go off on a tirade, and okay. I know how you are.
I think Captain's going to be the one tirading on this one, but go ahead.
We'll see.
Well, you said that you don't vote, and then you went and said that there's...
No, I did not say that.
I said I don't
vote. That wasn't you? Okay. All right. So anyway, not voting, I mean, I think I know you well. Was that Captain that said he don't vote?
That's correct.
All right. Well, dude, this is like, let's say you lived out in the country 20 miles, and there's a corner store.
It kind of does.
Where you can go and get bread and milk and eggs and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for some reason or another, you and him have a pissing match, and you decide, I'm never going to go buy nothing from that right again.
Okay.
So now you got to spend $10 in gas and drive 30 miles of town for your pack of smokes or loaf of bread or whatever.
Okay.
It's just, sometimes you just got to hold your nose and jump into the damn septic tank.
I don't know if that's a very persuasive argument.
Yeah, I commented off the air to these guys that I don't vote because voting, in my summarization, is immoral. It is always wrong to force my preference onto somebody else, even if it means forcing my perspective on freedom upon somebody else. So while it could be construed, and there is a very good argument that Peakless Mountaineer is very willing and ready to give, that voting can be used in self-defense, and that's a very good argument. And so if people wish to vote because of that particular perspective, far up, solid right down, I don't have a problem with other people voting. I have just decided for myself that I would not feel good forcing my preferences on anybody else.
Okay, sure. I can see your point there. And if it was forcing people to be free, if you were going to put a gun to their head and say, you will make decisions for yourself or I will kidnap you to the cold, cold basement, that'd be one thing. But that's not how voting works, Captain. So what you would be doing is removing...
You're implying that voting works.
I'm saying it works a way.
And there are free staters who are elected here.
So what we would be doing is removing the force. So if you still want someone else to make decisions for you, go ahead. We're not going to stop you. You're
absolutely
not forcing freedom on anybody.
I've maintained that. That's been my position since I can remember, that if you feel like you need a leader or somebody to rule over you in some way, shape, or form, you should be free to go out and hire a person or an organization to do just that. However, you should not be able to force that onto other people.
So when I vote for people who reduce the amount of force...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still allowing them to go have someone else rule their life. I'm not forcing freedom on them in any way, shape, or form. So you keep categorizing this as forcing freedom on people.
Well, that's what voting does. Voting forces a preference onto everybody else. It takes a majority position and forces it upon the minority. That's how voting works.
No.
Yes.
So if I vote for
51%,
someone...
51%, 49%.
If I vote
whoever
for someone...
Whoever wins, they get their way. That's how voting works.
Okay. If I vote for someone who reduces regulation, who reduces taxes, who reduces the whatever the you know, pseudo-laws, okay, they haven't added to the force. They've reduced the force.
They're still pointing the gun at the room at other people. The gun being government.
There's one less gun if I voted for someone who reduced it.
Government is the gun, and when you vote, all you're doing is changing the direction that the gun is pointing.
Sure. And instead of pointing
believe in pointing guns at people.
Well, and exactly. So if that gun's going to point away from people, like, a gun has to point somewhere. Now, you can point that gun in a safe direction, like the ground.
My position is the gun.
Or you can point that gun,
the gun
in
should
unsafe
go away.
Direction.
The gun
like
should not exist.
How are you going to get to that point?
Okay. The possibility for people to force each other to do things exists. The gun exists. Now, it can be pointed at the ground, away from people, where it's not threatening people, where it's not forcing people to follow a certain preference or another. Or it can be pointing at people, but the gun exists. There's no getting rid of the gun.
yet.
I mean, maybe there would be someday, but we do have to change people's minds in order to make that happen.
Even
but
then, the possibility of forcing people isn't going anywhere. It's just that you start choosing to point it away from people.
No, look, I'm on your side on this one. I think that when you bring liberty... By the way, thank you, Major, for the call tonight.
Thanks, Major.
When you bring liberty-minded people, presuming they stay principled and they don't get corrupted by the power, which is obviously a real problem. We've seen that happen here in New Hampshire. There's a real problem there.
Huh, weird.
So I mean, it's not a perfect system. There's no doubt about it. However, I don't feel as though
not
there's
even
blood
an ethical
on,
system.
I don't think there's any blood on my hands when I cast a vote for one of my Free Stater friends who are principled, liberty-minded folks doing the best they can to withdraw as many bullets from that gun or start taking the parts out of that gun if they possibly can. That is not forcing anything on anyone else. As Peacles pointed out, if you want to go hire somebody to crack a whip over you, and you don't want that. But if these people who want to be forced, because your argument actually is the exact same argument the people who are like the Democrats are making right now. They're saying, well, you're forcing Free Staters. You're increasing the amount of violence and force because, well, we're basically
No, you're
saying,
using the existing force to get your way.
Well,
that's a bizarre way of putting it.
I'm not using the existing force to get my way.
Yes.
I am using the existing force to stop using it against people. So that force can be directed. Now, you can direct it against people or not.
Do you agree that the throne is the problem?
I
agree with that.
When it comes to government, the existence of government, that
Absolutely.
The fact that it exists, that there is somebody who maintains a throne, whether it's a monarchy or whether it's a constitutional republic or whatever kind of horse hockey they throw at you to say that this is what
Depends
we're going to do.
Depends on what you mean, because like if that throne is going to be distributed to every single adult, I'm fine with it. The concentration and the social acceptance of the concentration of power over others is the problem, yeah.
So, do you agree that the highest form of authority should be the individual?
Yes.
Okay, then we're on the same page.
Right, and the way to do that is to gradually get people out from the system that they're accustomed to and into market determination and freedom.
So far, so good.
And how are you going to abolish
voting, however, is still the use of force against people for
to get your checking way. A box on a form and hopefully putting someone who's less violent.
Politics is violence.
In that place. There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. If I can see less violence by checking a box, I'm going to do that. Because that means less violence. I'm not indicting you for not participating. That's your decision.
Even if it means...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We have gotten into the age-old discussion. the discussion that comes up every election season on Free Talk Live, which is to say, to vote or not to vote.
That is the question.
Is it immoral? That is the question. And the captain is arguing that it is immoral because you are in the captain. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. The captain's words, you are forcing your viewpoint, even if it is a smaller government viewpoint, onto other people who want bigger government if you win the election by the voting process.
That is my position. Okay. The government is a, 49% versus 51%. Whoever gets the 51% wins, quote unquote, and therefore gets to force their preference on the other 49% or whatever those percentages turn out to be. If it's 75, 25 or 90, 10 or whatever it is, the majority gets to force their preference on the minority. And that's how voting for government works.
Before we continue the conversation, though, I do want to let you know about the upcoming event in October, 21st through the 23rd, happening in Prague. It is put on by the Free Cities Foundation. And it is called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's their annual conference. It's going to be the second year for the conference. This year's theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to explore physical developments and parallel structures that are emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Because the fact is, voting is quite inefficient at changing things. If you can just pull your kids out of the government schools or make a physical move to somewhere better, that's a much smarter move than trying to fight in the political system. That's said, you can go and learn more about it. Go to lifetimeliberty.com. The event is October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. You can use code FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 20, all as one word, to get 20% off of your tickets over at lifetimeliberty.com. Again, code FTL20. So, Captain, what about this? Let me just kind of take you through the scenario here. You're a homeowner. You pay the
I'm a what?
You pay
a homeowner.
You're a
what
property.
Did you call me?
You're a landlord. Okay?
I do own property assets.
You pay property tax bills, I presume.
Sadly.
Because right? You know the gang is going to come.
Sadly.
If you don't pay the bills, after 2 years, they're going to sell your house without your consent, and they're going to send men with guns, yeah. too.
I'm not, like, to say I'm an owner is actually a misnomer. Like most people, I'm a home
a
buyer.
A glorified renter.
I'm in the process of, quote, purchasing, unquote. Yeah. That is to say I have a mortgage with which, you know, my payment, my taxes, my insurance are all wrapped into one thing.
Right. So you've gone through this process as a homeowner of having to pay this bill. And the political process, whether you like it or not, and none of us like it, I don't think. We're all disgusted.
I certainly do not. I'm pretty sure none of you guys do.
I find it to be despicable, personally. But I know it exists, and people believe in it. Unfortunately, I don't see that changing anytime soon. I would love to have a renaissance of people just realizing the state is evil and non-cooperating with it until it disappears. But that's not likely to
occur. Just real quick, since this is a personal peeve of mine. So the idea that you – so here's this piece of property that you do not own.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you're going to put up for as collateral in a loan that you don't have yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is insane.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, yes. On the face of it, that makes
money
no sense
crazy.
Whatsoever. Like, I can't put your car up for collateral on my loan.
The crazier part is they're making that money out of thin air anyway. The loan didn't come from a bank vault. They created that money.
And the more you look at the mechanics of governance, when governments apply them to people, the more insane it actually is.
Yeah, and if banks actually had to compete against other loan institutions, if the barrier to entry wasn't absolutely insurmountable,
mm-hmm.
then none of this would be happening.
So go back to paying property taxes, which unfortunately exist.
I'm purchasing some property. Yes, there are some taxes involved that I must pay.
There are candidates who are running for office who, if they had their druthers, and we're not there yet, but eventually, if there are enough of them to get elected, in theory, they could eliminate government schools entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to take some time before that happens, but it is a possibility. And were they to do that, where is the force that you say is involved? Because your property taxes would go down by something like 60 or 70%, depending on what town that you live in. But is that stopping people from continuing to support the teachers in those schools through their own volition?
So you're talking about a theoretical argument.
Well, no, they reduced the budget, for instance. Recently, they reduced the meal tax. This is also something that we do. So this is real. Let's get out of the world of theory and get into the reality.
Okay.
The meal tax in New Hampshire, it's also the rooms tax, was 9%. It is now 8.5%.
Yep.
By no means is that worth, you know, crowing from the rooftops about, but how many states have actually reduced their meal tax?
Yeah, no, I'm all for a reduction, right?
Well, hold on. Does it force the business owners in those businesses to stop paying 9%, to reduce it to 8.5%. Are those people forced? If they want to pay 9% to the Department of Revenue, is the Department of Revenue going to put a gun to their head and say, you can't do that?
I don't know. That remains to be
Come
seen.
Come on, dude. Are you serious?
That remains to
Come
be
on,
seen.
You're trolling us,
I don't
right?
know.
You're really trolling us.
I'm not really trolling you. I'm just saying that government is force. That's all that it is.
I understand.
And if you use that force to, you know, bring somebody else to your preference, whether it's reduction or whether it's growth, you're still using that force on other people.
So I can't understand how
that is like saying a sheathed sword is just as threatening as an unsheathed sword.
No, that is not the same.
That is exactly the same. Okay, so it's force.
Government is force.
Right. Now, that force can either work against people, can either target people, can threaten them, can beat them up and take their stuff.
Which is what it does.
Right. Or it could not do that.
Well, then it's no longer force.
Right. And
well, it's lessened force in this case, because in most cases you're not going to be able to just eliminate a tax right out the gate. Although I think they're eliminating the business profits tax.
You're talking about a minute portion of what the state actually does versus the grand philosophical.
You are moving the goalposts.
No, I am not. I'm simply stating what is. Government is force, period. There's no argument about that, is there?
But you're arguing
is government
that using
force?
Less force is somehow equivalent to
no,
using
you're
more.
You're using force to get less force.
That's insane. I mean, that just makes
it
no
is
sense
insane.
Whatsoever.
It makes no sense
That's
to
not
me
what's
whatsoever.
Happening.
How people
when you
can,
let go of somebody,
can say,
you're not using force on them.
I'm actually fine with your premise that it is using force to use less force.
Yes.
And that's why it's defensive. So, like,
and that's the argument that I have said all along is completely
valid.
If that's how you want to position it, and that's your preference, that you're saying, hey, I'm going to use my vote, my force of preference on other people to reduce the stake, fire out solid and right on. Have at it. If you feel okay with that ethically and morally, then fire out solid and right on. I, however, do not. And I find it weird that I'm arguing my personal preference here when I'm surrounded by people who should be all about me allowing me to have my personal preference.
No. You said it is immoral. Now, I can't let you say that things are immoral that aren't immoral without challenging you.
Is it moral to force your preference upon anybody else?
Is it moral to force my preference upon anyone else?
Ever.
Sometimes, yes.
When?
When it's my property. So it is my preference that I don't pay these taxes, that I don't get put in jail cells. Now, if I have to use force to get that outcome,
it's perfectly moral for me to do so.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's where
the use of force isn't the problem. It's the initiation of the use of force. And I know that's a little nuanced, but it's terribly important.
Who's moving the goalpost now?
I'm not saying it isn't force. I'm saying that it's not immoral. So, like, if, for example, I have a barrel of a gun put in my face, and I grab said barrel and push it away from my face, am I using force? Oh, you better believe it. Now, you could be standing on the sideline and saying, how dare you wield that imperialist weapon?
But if there's just a gun, right, if there's a cannon in your town square, right, and it's pointed at the west side of people, and you're saying, hey, west side of people, you do what I say or else this gun's going to get fired. And the West Side people come around and they go, no, we're going to take this gun and we're going to turn around and we're going to point it at the East Side of people. And we're going to say, hey, East Side people, you do. Well, government is the gun.
And I can see your point there.
Government is the gun.
In that circumstance.
And when you vote, all you're doing is changing the direction in which the gun is pointing.
Yes and no. So in that circumstance, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. However, if we're in the circumstance where that cannon can get pointed straight at the ground, which we are in New Hampshire, in local politics especially. We are literally in a circumstance where the force of the state can be pointed to no one in particular at all. So now, if we can point that cannon at the ground, then that's the moral thing to do.
I don't want the cannon pointed at the ground. I want the cannon to not exist.
Well, and if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their butt when they hop.
How are you going to get there?
How am I going to get where?
What's your plan, Mr. Morality?
What's my plan for what?
Getting rid of the cannon. Getting rid of the state.
It starts with education, first and foremost.
I'm with you.
And that's a big reason why I'm here
doing this.
You know
how you change education? By voting.
No.
Yes,
no,
absolutely.
You change education by providing information that people didn't have previously.
You're talking about changing the education system?
Right.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. Hour number two is on the way. And we'll get into the economic freedom.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.